This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And today I want you to listen to the account in the Bible of the qualities of the love of God. We have been studying for the past several times about the love of God. I pointed out to you that it's universal, that it's tenacious, that it's protective, that it's understanding as a father's, that it's providing as a gracious host and as a shepherd over his flock. And just at the close of our last study, we noted, without having the time to explain, that the love of God is compared to the love of a mother. In Isaiah chapter 49, verses 13 beginning, we find the writer there saying, "Can a mother forget her sucking child? Yea, they may forget. But I shall never forget thee. Thou art written and engraven on the palms of my hands. Thou art ever before me." Every one of us, I'm sure, can look back with great fondness if our mother has already passed on, or if she's still living, to the days of our childhood and the many, many times that our mother manifested and showered her love upon us. We all can remember with a tug at our hearts the love which our mothers had for us, with a realization that she no doubt would have been willing to give her life for us. And yet this passage raises a very searching question. Can a mother forget her sucking child? The child that a mother brings in the world and that she holds to her breast, can she then someday forget that child? And then he says, yes, they may forget. It's hardly possible, but yet it is possible for a mother to forget her own child. And once in a while we know in the news, we learn about some mother who has woefully mistreated, at least have been charged with doing so, with mistreating her child. That's very, very difficult to understand. And yet the Bible says, even though most mothers love their children, it's possible for some not to. But there isn't even that possibility that God will forget you. He says, "Yea, I will never forget thee. Thou art written and engraven upon the palms of my hand." Of course, God does not have physical, literal hands as we have. Our names are not written on literal flesh of God. But this is to convey the idea that God knows us so well, He loves us so deeply, that He will never forget us. Already we have studied how the love of God is greater than love of any human father. Think of the father that you know that has loved his children as deeply as anyone you've ever known. And yet that love cannot really compare with the love of God the Father for us. And think of the love of a mother for her children. Think of the mother that you think loved her children more than any other mother you've ever known. And yet the love of God is greater than that. That's hard to lay hold on. And yet what a wonderful favor we will do ourselves, each one of us, if we will come to understand it, come to believe it, come to clutch it to our hearts, come to have it within the inner recesses of our soul, so that there is no doubt about the fact that God loves us more than any human mother could ever love her children. The love of God is non-forgetful. The love of God is timely. The love of God is when we need it most. It is in the presence of our enemies. It is in the time of greatest perplexity. It is in the time when we need help the most that God is there. In fact, God never forsakes us. Then we find in the next place, and this is described in the book of Hosea, that God's love is indestructible. You cannot kill it. The picture there is given of a man named Hosea whose wife is named Gomer. And she consorts, it seems, with every man passing by. And finally, her lovers, after they've tired of her, offer her for sale in the slave market. You would think that if there were anything that could kill the love of a man for a woman, it would be that she has treated him in this fashion. But God makes clear by the story of Hosea that just as Hosea did not allow his love to be destroyed for his wife, so God's love for us will not be destroyed. Be with us next time as we have more to say about the indestructibility of the love of God.